Okay, Monday night after Sukkot, Tav Shinayin Aleph, Dvar Halacha. So if you, one of the milos of moving to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm sure many people move to Eretz Yisrael because of this, is that you don't have to worry about forgetting Mashmuach Morad Hageshem, because since even in Nusach Ashkenaz, you say Morad Atal the whole year, so the din is that if you say Morad Atal, even if you don't, if you forget, then you don't say Mashmuach Morad Hageshem, but if you Mazkir Tal, so you don't have to Ein Cholzer, you don't have to go back. So obviously you for sure said at least Tal, because that's what you're used to saying a whole year, so you're safe, you don't have to go back. Why is mentioning Tal enough? It's a question that should have occurred to everyone. Why? Now the Gemara says about Tal, you don't really have to mention it, and you don't have to ask for Tal, because Tal is not Ne'etzar. This is a Gemara in Tainus. It's so necessary that it's just part of the kiyum of the world, and the Gemara uses a lush, you don't have to ask for it. So you mentioned Tal, but what does it have to do with Geshem? And also the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the Birchas Hashanim, we say the same Tal Umotar Levracha, which is called She'ela, as opposed to Hazkara. Mashvaruch Morid Hageshem is called Hazkara. We mentioned that Hashem is Morid Hageshem, that's Shevach. She'ela is Birchas Hashanim, we ask for it. So there, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you just say the same Tal Livracha, if for some reason that's what you said, it's not enough. You have to say over Shmon Esrei if you forgot to ask for Motar. So question one is, why is it Taka enough to mention Tal when you're in the Hazkara, and why isn't it enough to ask for Tal? So the answer, there's two answers given, and both answers really, the basic answer of the chilek between Hazkara and She'ela is in the nature of Hazkara and She'ela. Hazkara is a Shevach, the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's in, you say, Atog Yibor, Mechayim Eisim Matar Rav L'Hoshia, Mashvaruach, Mechalkel Chayim B'Chesed, Mechayim Eisim Rechmim Rabim. So it's deemed, we'll see in a second, there's two ways of understanding why, but just the chilek between She'ela and Hazkara, so the Shevach, so it's considered, if you Meshabeach Hashem, that he gives Tal, that's sufficient. And you don't have to, and it's okay that you left out the Shevach that he gives Geshem. We'll see in a moment exactly why. But the point is, it's Shevach, and that's deemed sufficient Shevach. Mashenkin by She'ela, so you have to ask for Geshem. So if you didn't ask for Geshem, you didn't ask for Geshem. So who cares that you asked for Tal? Especially in light of the fact that you don't have to ask for Tal, so to speak. So you didn't ask for it. She'ela is more direct, it's a request. So if you didn't ask for it, you didn't ask for it. Mashenkin, the second bracha, Atagibor, is a Shevach. So it's enough of a Shevach in terms of what Hashem provides precipitation for the world. So it's enough to talk about that he's Morid Atal. Now, exactly why? So there's two, most Mefarshim, most Nosekelim, say it just in that way, that it's enough to be Meshameach Hashem that he gives Tal. It's also precipitation, it's also good, and it's enough of a Shevach that you yotze with that Shevach. The Taz says it a bit more sharply. He says that the reason it's in this bracha is because it's akin to Tchias HaMeisim. Geshem brings Chayim la'olam. So, and it's the bracha of Mechayi HaMeisim, and that's the context in which we talk about Morid HaGeshem, because that also brings Chayim la'olam. So Tal certainly brings Chayim la'olam. So it's mamish. It's a little more direct according to the Taz. It's more me'ain the shevach of Geshem. Especially Tal is what said Tal Techia, Techias HaMeisim by Matan Torah and Losud Lavo. It's said to come through Tal. So it's even more apropos of the bracha of Chayim HaMeisim. Okay.